You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
He is the freaking best, and you can catch him every day. Bart and Han, 1 to 3, right here on 98.7 ESPN. He is Bart Scott. What is up, brother?
Maintain it. Man, I tell you what, Alan was a little nervous. He said, man, it's kind of like going over your ex-girlfriend's house and you telling your new girlfriend you're just going to pick up some clothes. You know what I mean? He may not never come back.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he should be nervous. but we don't want to turn this into an Earl Thomas situation or anything.
Shake and bake. Only thing Earl Thomas was missing for the porno was some Timberland boots and some calf socks.
I heard you talking about it earlier today. Whoever wrote that script was doing some bad writing.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You never have that scene. You never do that scene in a bedroom. It's too much stuff in the way. The bed takes up too much space. You need a couch. You need a couch that's in a square. You know, one of those things you collect so you can have different angles. I don't know what they're watching.
If all this doesn't work out, I can see you directing that. All right.
You can be the fluffer.
I'll pass, thank you.
You know I'm a habitual line stepper, man.
I'm familiar. Yeah.
Sorry, Disney. You know what you got.
All right, let's start with the Jets. You've seen the schedule, first impressions. We knew what the opponents were. We knew it was going to be brutal. Yes. How does it lay out to you?
I mean, we knew it was going to be tough sledding, but I tell you what, if I had to, face, a tough team like San Francisco, I'd rather get them early at home. That way they maybe haven't burnt, got all the kinks worked out yet. I think that's a matchup that they can be competitive in. It's going to be important for them to get off to a big start. Remember last year what happened? They had everything in line. CJ Mosley was showing why he was worth $85 million. Everything was going on as scheduled, and then CJ Mosley gets hurt, and they couldn't really run the clock out, and that really I think set them up in a bad place because we knew how important it was for them to get started early and be successful early because we knew that was a tough part of the schedule, and then they end up running off the wins at the end. I think it's important now for them to get out to a fast start because Adam Gase is on the hot seat. You can say whatever you want. This is the team that he wanted. This is the draft that he wanted. And he has his general manager. He doesn't have to worry about Mike Maccagney right now. But this is a tough schedule, and the team can be much better and have a worse record. I mean, because you just think of who they have to face. Sometimes the stars line up where you go against a weak division. Now they're going against a tough division. There's no weeks off. I mean, literally no weeks off. Went into the last time the Jets, looked at the schedule, like, ooh, can't wait to play the Patriots.
Exactly. That's the soft part. When exactly. Do we get New England? Yeah.
Exactly. Like, let's move both of those games up to the front so we won't be out of it by Halloween.
Let's define fast start, though, okay? You got on the road at Buffalo, the 49ers, like you said, on the road at Indianapolis, not easy with Phillip Rivers, Broncos at home, Cardinals at home. Those five, what's fair?
Out of five, I would say maybe 2 and 3. I mean, 2 and 3. The Cardinals are still building. Yes, they have some weapons, but you should be much better. This is a big year for Sam Darnold because this is the year where we don't want to hear any excuses. We understand that he had mono last year, so we gave him a pass, just like Baker Mayfield got a pass. I'm excited to see how the young guy performs in the fire early. I want to see Becton, how he handles these tough defensive players. He has Justin Houston 1 week. He has the Bosa, another week.
Vaughn Miller's brother.
Yeah, and then you got Bones Jones' little brother, saying, out there after that. So we want to see if he got that
and then
nasty.
And then the other Bosa with the Chargers.
Yeah, then the other Bosa, So I want to see what he's made out of, and see what Sam Darnold was made out of. I mean, I think the Jets had a great draft, and they did a good job in just stockpiling offensive linemen, guys that can be interchangeable, guys that's going to have a competitive environment. So I'm excited to see how they work out. But this is tough. This whole schedule is tough. When you think that you have to play the AFC West, you got to play the NFC West, these are two of the better divisions outside of this. The question would be, well, how does the Patriots pair against the same type of competition, and how do the Dolphins play with this tough division as well? So, I mean, I think that the only representative in the playoffs is going to be the divisional champion, which is the favorite right now, I believe, the Buffalo Bills, because I don't think, these guys are going to be, in dogfights every week. I don't think you get the extra wild card, even though we have the extra wild card, out of the AFC East.
You know that voice. It's Bart Scott of Bart and Han every day, 1 to 3 here on 98.7 ESPN. weird glitch in that you have the Dolphins in back-to-back weeks with the bye week in between. Yeah. I have never seen anything like that before, playing the same team in essence two times in a row, unless it's at the end of the year and you just happen to be scheduled right before a playoff game against the same team.
Well, you knew somebody had to get screwed. Why not the New York Jets? Well, I'm just playing. This could be a good thing. We don't know what this Dolphins team is going to be. They got a lot of new parts, much like the Jets did last year. Can they stay healthy? You know, Flores down there trying to, sell his program. You know, they brought in a lot of young talent. Let's see if they can mesh. I think this can be an opportunity, because if you coming off and saying, man, I should be battle tested. By the time you get to that part of the schedule, you should be battle tested. And oddly enough, you should be looking at, woo, we got the Dolphins, and the Raiders. That could be a nice little win streak for us, four games in a row. That's realistic. I think, they would be the favorites, or I think the spread would be close. When you look at the Dolphins twice, the Patriots, I think the Patriots are going to take a huge step back. I think the Patriots are trying to competitively tank. And I think they're tanking for Lawrence, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think they're trying to get in position where they can move up. I think they can move up in the draft and give up some of that future equity. Because, come on, man, Stidham. I say Stidham all the time because guess what? I don't know his first name. Because guess what? You don't deserve for me to know your first name until you've completed more passes to somebody other than Jamal Adams in the game.
Well, I'm with you. When the first time I saw that and they weren't going to draft anybody and they weren't going to go sign Andy Dalton, I thought the exact same thing. Now, the one thing I look at here is I'm with you in lockstep. You could have a better football team and go 6-10 this year than you did this past year. Yeah. And, I mean, I know it's not what Jet fans want to hear, but if Darnold takes the right step forward, you could actually feel better about where they're headed at 6-10, if they're playing competitively in a lot of these games. I'm not saying you want them to go 6-10, but I could absolutely see a scenario where you think you have a brighter future after a year like that if they're competitive in a lot of these games.
No, absolutely. I think the Jets are headed in the right direction. I think the Giants are headed in the right direction. I just think that, this year the Jets got a tough schedule, and they're going to play against teams that are farther along in the process. But I can see them really, being able to be better teams. And we've seen teams go from 6-10 to 10-6 the next year. I think they're more in line with that. And listen, I just want to see competitive football. I want to see growth. And I want to see these guys come together, because no matter what, we know they're getting rid of Le'Veon. That's why they got P. Ryan. That's why they drafted that. Once they get that, the Jets will be big spinners, I believe, in free agency again next year. And that's the year that they take the jump. That's why they didn't go out and make one of these splash picks for Jadeveon Clowney, one of these high-priced free agents, because I think they recognize that they're still a year away. They're just trying to institute their program, show growth, and they'll be able to be big spenders once they get – I don't think Winners is going to be on this football team. I think, they're still stuck with Quincy Nuwan's contract. He's not going to play. That's already been announced. So he'll probably never play again, but they still have to carry that salary. So they're saying, let's just get better and let's make our big jump the year after. But let's make sure that we're competitive. We got a scrappy football team. What Joe Douglas wanted to do, he wanted to draft people that were captains, leaders that knew how to follow, guys of character, but guys that had a little bit of nasty. When you think about Alex Lewis at left guard, that's that Baltimore mentality. He plays. He's a borderline personal foul waiting to go. And then you got the nasty kid in Becton on the right side. On the left side, then he's going to be nasty. He plays with an attitude. And Fan on the other side is an athlete. And then you make the two other guys, the center and the right guard, you make those guys fight it out. But they're interchangeable pieces. But it's far too many offensive linemen on the team right now to be able to make this roster. But they have quality for a tremendous battle.
All right, Giants. Brutal start to the year. Brutal, I think. When you have Steelers at home, at the Bears, home for the Niners, then at the Rams and at the Cowboys, that is a rough go. I mean, you could go 1-4 without blinking to start the season.
Yeah, I mean, once again, what do they have? They have the NFC West, and I think they have the AFC South, I believe, right?
They have the AFC North.
They AFC the North. Steelers. You know what? I never understood why I always mix that up, too. Why is it the AFC North when really the division that we're in should be the AFC North, because you got New England who's higher than everybody? I don't get that one, but that's why I always get messed up with that one. But whatever, I digress. They got the Browns. They got the Ravens. That's tough sledding. And I think within their division, man, I wonder how soon do they regret that, you know, they won that game late in the year, and you watch Chase Young.
Oh, God. I tell you what, Thomas better be as good as Chase Young, because he's going to have to be the one that's going to have to stop him for 10 years.
Yeah, absolutely. But Chase Young, when Chase Young gets tired, then they can put sweat on the other side of you. You know what I mean? So it's no break. I think that's a surprise sneaky team. You know, I think Riverboat Ryan. So I think the Giants are going to be in dogfights every single week. Then they have, you know, people think are going to be the representatives for the NFC or one of the people that's right there, you know, in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, they only have one, you know, powder puff game, and that's the Bengals, the Bungles, or whatever you want to call them. But everything else is going to be tough sledding as well. But I like this Giants team, though. You know, I like how it's constructed. You know, if Ingram can take the next step, and I know that's a big if because he still has to stay healthy, but I really believe in Danny Dimes. And I think the big thing for him last year was holding on to the ball, and they went out and they addressed the offensive line, so he should be able to hold on to the ball because he shouldn't be having to be back there and going through his progression super fast. He'll be able to burp the baby a little bit. You know, so Saquon's, this is a huge year for Saquon. Oh, my God. Did you talk about somebody that's on the clock? Saquon's on the clock because he's going to want to get paid next year. He's looking at what McCaffrey got, but he's not in McCaffrey's class. So we're going to have to see if he can take the next step because he had a step back last year, but now he has a better offensive lineman, you know, one of the best offensive linemen in the draft. They had their choice of offensive lineman. They chose to go with them. But, man, Saquon's got a lot to prove to a lot of people because I think what we're seeing is the devaluing, again, of the running back. And, you know, Gettleman back to what he did, you know, passing over. You know, I know it worked out, but they passed over. You have to ask yourself, what combination would you want? Would you want Sam Darnold, Jonathan Allen, or would you want Saquon Barkley and Danny Dimes? That's going to become the discussion because now – if Saquon isn't around for a second contract, what were we doing at pick number two a couple of years ago? Now, I know it all worked out because Danny Dimes, to me, seems like he's the truth. But, man, that's going to be the narrative. So Saquon is on the hot seat, and he better produce and have a great season. He better have those Ezekiel Elliott type of numbers, you know, understanding that he has Jason Garrett, and, you know, he doesn't have a lot of imagination.
And you know what else he better hope? He better hope Gettleman's the GM next year if he's going to get paid by the Giants. Because if he gets fired after this year, whoever the new GM is, his first decision is, am I going to devote that much money to that position?
Right.
You know, I mean, that could be a trade situation next year.
You know, but you know what? I don't think the Giants are done. I think if the Giants were smart, they'll take a flyer because I think that you can win. I mean, when you go out and you get McKinney at safety, you have Peppers. They're kind of the same player. They can be interchangeable. They went out and got the number one, you know, corner on, you know, on the market. Now they're just lacking a pass rusher. But they did with that weird thing they did with Golden. You know, it's crazy. The fact that I never even knew that rule, but they can make sure that they
it's
sign
never
him.
Used. Yeah.
Yeah, they can sign him. And also, I think they should spend some money and make sure that they go out for Everson Griffin. I think if you feel like you're close, you go out and you get Everson Griffin on a 1-year deal to see if you can make sure that you can get a legitimate veteran pass rusher that's going to bring some attitude and some funk to your team. I mean, I like Martinez. You know what I mean? He's a tackling machine. They have all the pieces to be scrappy. It all depends on if Joe Judge can motivate them, or is he going to try once again, try and be a clone of Bill Belichick, understanding that you don't have Tom Brady, you don't have any, you know, any sweat equity with your team, that you can't just come off and try and be that dude. You know what I mean? The fact that he doesn't want to say that Saquon Barkley is the starting running back and Danny Dimes is the starting quarterback is laughable. You know what I mean? Because you're playing that foolish game with the media that Pat Shurmur got involved in and some other coaches that have made those same mistakes. So it all depends. We're going to see what type of leader he is, but Gettleman has done a good job in giving him some pieces to be successful with.
All right, look, I know he's better looking, but please, you got to admit, you miss sitting next to the churning hunk of burning funk.
Oh, you're my Buddha. You're my baby Buddha.
I miss you.
Did we ever take the cast of your tummy tongue?
I don't even know where it is. It may still be over at the other place.
Still got some naval lint that was pulled out by the cast we made for Maggie.
I don't know if they threw that thing out the day I got fired.
We're supposed to turn it into a baby bath.
Great talking to you, brother.
Always a pleasure, bro. We'll do it.
Bart Scott, he, of course, with Allen tomorrow, 1 to 3, more on the schedule, more breaking it down. Awesome stuff from Bart, as always, and just one of the freaking best guys that there is.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.